This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's time to free ourselves from the baskets that politicians try to put us into and always have put us into, and instead to work together. And I think you know what I mean. That includes Democrats, Republicans, and all Americans. I think you know. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I think you know what I'm talking about. Well, my opponent slanders you as deplorable and irredeemable. I call you hard-working American patriots who love your country, love your families, and want a better future for all Americans.
Did Hillary kill her candidacy with that line? I mean, did she Mitt Romney herself? I mean, some are saying that this was worse than Mitt Romney's 47%. I think it's just, if anything was deplorable, was that statement. I mentioned yesterday that, there's a Hispanic saying that kids and drunks tell no lies. And this is, you know, the arrogant culture, the elite culture that are absolutely inebriated by their own arrogance to say that. To say such a thing, and it wasn't a slip of the tongue, it wasn't something I think was very Freudian and honest on her part that she made that statement. I don't know how to excuse it. I'm going to take her, for what she said, that she looks at, a large number, millions of Americans as being deplorable because we disagree. I mean, this is what this show is all about. I mean, we need people to disagree because we all agree, there's just too much redundancy. It's like, okay, why do we need to be here? But we need to be in disagreement about these things. I have always maintained, I love the aspect of God's creation that he made us different to such a degree that not any one person has all the goods. I don't ever know historically of any one person that had everything, that they were so self-contained, except for Jesus himself. But even then, he didn't claim it for himself. He says, hey, look, it's about glorifying God, right? But outside of that, in that argument and discussion, I don't know of any other human being that has been given all the goods. We have parts and pieces, and the opportunity that we have in this country is, can the parts and pieces connect in such a way, e pluribus unum, through many we get one. And there's an incredible amount of power and unity in that concept. I mean, this is what our founding fathers appreciated. Yes, it's contentious, and we can have heated arguments and passionate. I love that, because at the end of the day, are you passionate enough to fall on your sword for it? Do you so strongly believe in the values of what you talk about that you're willing to fall on your sword for it? Or is it just, it's just a fad, or, it just seems to be, something that seems to be opportune for that moment and self-aggratiating, not going to help, the overall grander picture of it all, which is the hopes and dreams, the human potential, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, what that means, and this is why America remains the magnet, and the attraction that we remain is that we offer this like no other nation on this planet, ladies and gentlemen. And I know it grieves many of us who see and are witnessing the casualness about these hardened values that our founding fathers decided to incorporate in our U.S. Constitution. This is why I say we need to get reconnected with it and read it, at least once a year, if not more often, to remember just what a great document, what an aspiration, what a goal is that lies before us all and that lies ahead to the next generation. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, on the heels of just talking about the importance of our Constitution, this Friday, September the 16th, is Constitution Day. And the question that some are asking is the spirit of 1787 dead? I sure hope not. Well, Matt Fitzgibbons is with us. He's the founder and publisher of PatriotMusic.com, a multi-talented musician, historian, philosopher, concerned American patriot, and contributor to DailySurge.com. And when he's not doing all that, he's just working on his scales, right? Right, Matt?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Got to do the scales. Hey, good to have you with us. Your piece is timely, you know, and I've often encouraged our listeners, Matt, to reconnect, if not, you know, monthly, daily, whatever you can, even once a year on some, you know, important patriotic holidays that we celebrate, to reconnect with the Constitution and to appreciate what a brilliant document it is.
I couldn't agree with you. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. That's absolutely correct. The Constitution is just as relevant today, if not more so, than it was when it was written. You know, there were a lot of different arguments, but one of the biggest is the fact that we often mistakenly think of our founders as having been good friends of each other and things, but in fact, a lot of them completely distrusted each other. Factions formed very early on. You know, we have the Anti-Federalists to thank, for example, for the Bill of Rights. Because even the guarantees by the Federalists under Hamilton that the federal government could only do what was enumerated wasn't enough for most of the country.
Exactly.
They insisted on a Bill of Rights.
Well, it was so contentious. I mean, we had people shooting each other. I mean, you know, we had duels out there, people dying. You know, it was pretty crazy. I mean, this is, you know, and of course, you know, it wasn't all at a high moral level. I mean, some of this got, you know, it's whenever you got human beings involved, you get the humanist faction involved in it. And, you know, some of it is not too pretty. But yet we are guaranteed that First Amendment right to free speech. And there is a reason that our founding fathers realized that that need to take precedent. And it was the number one right that was enumerated for us.
Well, you bring up a very good point. The fact is that the founding fathers knew something that I think many of us have since forgotten, which is that a lot of the people who actually seek power are exactly the kinds of human beings you don't want in power.
Mm-hmm.
But these checks and balances were established in order to protect us against this necessary evil called government. They mm-hmm. knew that government is like fire, that it's a very, very dangerous thing that must be contained. And I'd actually argue that many of the things that are occurring to us today as American citizens are identical to why our founding fathers decided to take a break and take on the greatest military on the planet, because we've got unelected judges and bureaucrats who make decrees, rulings, and essentially they're interpreting our rights away, just like Great Britain did.
Right. Well, Matt, I've maintained that we need to write up our own list of 21st century grievances that we have with this current regime. And when I talk current regime, I'm not just talking Barack Obama. I'm talking about our governance and what it's evolved to in this 21st century.
I agree with you. It's a mistake for people to think, for example, that the Democratic Party has a monopoly on tyranny and the Republican Party has a monopoly on individual liberty. That's not the case at all.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people need to be watched and governed by the people. And there are a lot of tools in the Constitution that are at our fingertips. If only we would wake up, get off of our dust, and do something about it.
Well, you know, our Constitution was founded and presupposed some moral connection. Our leaders have disengaged from that strong moral background. And I say disengaged and maybe mollified the importance of morality. John Adams said our Constitution was designed for a people of moral values. You take morality out of the equation and the Constitution begins to implode on itself. And what are we finding today, as you draw reference to, Matt, is these rights, these privileges that you and I grew up with, boy, they're fading into the horizon for this next generation. And I got to tell you, it freaks me out.
There are certainly things that can be done, and they'll take a lot of work. But I would remind everyone that of all of those who signed, who ratified the Constitution, only a very small handful of them were still in office when it went into effect a few years later. So it used to be in our republic that our representatives passed laws knowing that in just a couple of years they were going to be living under them just like everyone else. So they were much more careful.
Right.
And even our first Constitution, the Articles of Confederation, which was a complete failure and had to be thrown away right after the American Revolution, that had one good thing in it. It had term limits. And that's something that we as a people generally agree on across the aisles.
Well, you bring up an excellent point here, Matt, and that is that we've allowed this ruling class to live above the law. They have exceptions, whether it has to do with Obamacare, lest we forget. You know, everybody else is subject to, you know, the foibles and the thousands of pages and regulations of Obamacare. But the ruling class, they got to get out of jail card.
That's right. Not only the representatives, but many corporations, for example, that just found it inconvenient, they would support it and throw some money at the candidates knowing that they had an exemption. And
yeah,
it's true. Essentially, we do have an aristocracy. I mean, that's the word. I'll use it. We essentially do have an aristocracy.
Well, until we bring term limits back, and this is what I'm hearing echoing across the country in my travels, is more and more people are saying, look it, we need to reestablish term limits on this. Having people, you know, 80 years working for the government, you know, there's just too much money, too much greed, too many possibilities here. And if you think not, if you think that the Clinton Foundation and what Peter Schweitzer wrote about is an exception to the rule, then you've got something else. Because I got to tell you, you know, the light of day is causing the cockroaches to run in all kinds of directions. And, you know, sadly, the ruling class and the D.C. Beltway is loaded with plenty of cockroaches. There's enough evidence all that goes around on both sides. If there's anything that's bipartisan, it is that. And that is that greed is running rampant throughout the D.C. Beltway.
You're absolutely right. And unfortunately, just like cockroaches, you know, they say if you see one, then you probably have 100 more.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
these scandals over the course of the last decade or so that we've seen come out, these are indicative of a much, much bigger problem. There are so many other things going on that we'll never know about.
Well, Matt, Constitution Day coming up Friday across America. What is your call to action for patriots of this great nation of ours?
I would say read the Constitution cover to cover with the Bill of Rights. Print it out. It's, you know, 20-something pages. It only takes a couple of minutes. People will feel wonderful. If you want to know more about it as well, of course, come to my website. I write articles about it all the time. I've got a new video as well that I'm going to release in the next couple of days. It's an 8.5-minute video entitled Why the U.S. Constitution is Relevant Today.
Mm. Well, Matt, make sure you get me that link because we want to post it on our website as well. And bless our audience with that because, you know, this is the thought, you know, that has been, you know, perpetrated even by our own president, that the Constitution is rather elastic. You know, it's that, you know, the kind of the echoing question, did our founding fathers really mean what they wrote?
I think that's a very important point, and it was written in very clear language. I think it's unmistakable. For those who read it, it's very clear what was intended, and what's happening today is not what was intended.
Well, we're off the mark. 7 out of 10 of us say we're on the wrong track. I think we'd go a long way and be served a long way if even this Friday you set aside time to read the Constitution. Matt Fitzgibbons on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Matt.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stock up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and get all the information, figure out how you can join us on over 280 affiliates around this great country of ours, around the world via shortwave. So good to have you with us. Sean Riley is with us right now, outreach and research analyst for Concerned Vets for America, served as an infantryman in the Army National Guard, and is a veteran of Iraq. Sean, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. What has come out in the last couple of weeks as VA reform is being looked at again, it is most important that we keep a good eye on it. And you're saying don't dismantle VA reform. I mean, we still need to keep the eye on the ball here, right?
Sure, yeah. So that's your reference there. So a piece that I wrote was published in on a site called Defense One. Mm-hmm. Which is a site that talks about veterans and military issues. And that's actually a response to a piece that was written by a guy named David Cox, who is the president of the AFG, the American Federation of Government Employees, which is the union that represents VA employees.
Mm-hmm.
He had written a piece previously, in, also in Defense One, called Don't Dismantle the VA.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, his point was that responding to the proposals that had come out by something called the Commission on Care, which was a blue ribbon panel that was established after the 2014 scandal that led to Secretary Shinseki stepping down. After that, Congress had mandated that there be a this panel formed called the Commission on Care, which is to take a look at VA care and sort of dig in deeply and sort of see what kinds of reforms might be necessary to get VA, you know, doing what it needs to do, and also looking forward to make sure that VA will continue to be doing what it needs to do, in the future. So that piece that David Cox had written was responding to the proposals put out by the Commission on Care. His claim was that these recommendations essentially constitute a dismantling of VA, something that I and we at Conservatives for America strongly dispute. We think that while the recommendations weren't perfect, the principles outlined in those recommendations are important to making sure the VA will be able to function as a highly will be able to serve as a highly functioning medical healthcare organization now and in the future for veterans.
Well, you know, Congress, others are so quick to say that they're concerned about about veterans care. But yet it seems rather frustrating, at least even from our end, Sean, I'm sure much so with you, is that we're talking, you know, 2 years have passed here, and what has happened? Have we made any positive adjustments since all the reports that came down in 2014 and caused a lot of attention to the VA? It's like it almost has followed, you know, the pattern with other government agencies. Is like when they get themselves in problems, you know, they try to put some new leadership and really kind of dress up a pig here, as opposed to, you know, finding a whole new product altogether.
Yeah, right. So there has been some small progress that have been made. Right after the scandal, there's a bill passed called the Veterans Choice Accountability, Access Choice and Accountability Act of 2014, which did a lot of things. One of the things it did was create the Commission on Care I talked about a little bit earlier. Some of the other things it did was to increase some of the accountability for the upper echelon members of or employees of VA. And it also created something called the Choice Program, which was aimed to give veterans that were having trouble accessing VA the ability to go out to private sector providers, but unfortunately, with regard to the accountability piece, our opinion is that while it's a step in the right direction, it doesn't satisfy the need for a full-throated accountability because it only affects those top leadership positions. And while there is something to be said for leadership taking responsibility, it's not just those employees that are, in fact, the problem.
Uh-huh.
Over on the choice piece, it has proven the model that they use has proven to be problematic for a number of reasons, not least because the payment system that has been used has been slow, and in some anecdotal cases, there have been instances of veterans, in fact, having their credit damaged because they had gone out into the community for care, and VA had failed to pay the doctor, and so their credit got dinged. Additionally, the problem is that it effectively leaves VA at the center. It's essentially up to the veteran to prove to VA that they are incapable of getting the services that they need at the VA hospital. And then only after a protracted process, approval process, maybe the veteran will be approved to receive alternate care. So our position is that it should not be in the hands of bureaucrats to determine these sorts of things. Veterans are capable of and deserve the ability to choose their own care, where they get their care and how they get their care.
And to your point, Sean, you know, when J. David Cox issued the statement calling the recommendations of the Commission on Care horrendously anti-veteran, I question whether he meant anti-veteran or anti-veteran employee, you know, for the public sector in protecting them. It seemed to be his focus was more to protect, the lack of service, and even if you want to say the perceived lack of service, although here recently, a couple of months back, we had a vet who went for service, again, was frustrated, and then he goes out and commits suicide right in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what does that
sure.
say?
Right, yeah. So there are some perverse incentives here with regard to the unions and and with some lawmakers who are, you know, sort of aligned with the unions ideologically and politically, such that it becomes difficult because of these sort of cross interests to really push accountability and comprehensive reform because of all the political baggage really that comes along with it. So when you introduce the unions, this is a whole other interest group essentially that has a stake in this, and what effectively what you have is lawmakers and union bosses battling it out. Meanwhile, veterans are being denied care, and it's veterans that end up paying the price for this.
Exactly. I mean, they're not the focus. It's, as you say, these other political and interest groups. They're the ones that are the top of the pyramid, which it needs to be turned upside down, no doubt about it. If anything, this should be apolitical because, here it is. What are we looking at with VA medical care? But we're looking at a potential trajectory or an end game for Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Right, yeah. So what we propose then is that the veterans, that's actually a good image, flips the pyramid upside down, put the veteran at the center, the tip of the pyramid at the center, and sort of have everything revolve around him or her, and a system that truly functions as it should, that would be, I think, a matter of course. But unfortunately, for a lot of different historical and political reasons, that's not the case.
Well, so. Sean, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate you coming on, keeping us up to date. Please keep us up to date on what's going on. Sean Riley, Outreach and Research Analyst for Concerned Veterans for America. Thank you, Sean, for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
You know, that's the odd thing about the truth. It only matters if it matters to you. And that has been the challenge that we've been dealing with here in this 21st century America in which we live in light of the information age. On top of that, I mean, we're so loaded with information that, as one commentator had so brilliantly stated, we have so much information, but no, yet so little. But I'll tell you, we can be very grateful to what social media has been doing and its impact in this country. Of course, we saw it in play big time with what happened with Hillary Clinton's crisis and what happened on Friday. Had it not been for social media, I would dare say that we would not have any concern whatsoever. It would have gone by the wayside, as most things that are Clinton do, whatever they do not want us to know, whatever this government of ours does not want us to know, goes by the wayside. But we can be grateful to social media. Now, I say that to say this, that Lawrence O'Brien is with us. He is an expert in digital marketing, number one Amazon best-selling author, shortlisted for Irish Crime Writer of the Year in 2012 and winner of the Best Novel Submitted Award, Southern California Writers Conference of 2007. He's a director at the world-famous Irish Writers Center. Lawrence O'Brien, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. It's great to be here, and it's great to say hello to everybody from Dublin, Ireland, where it's a sunny afternoon.
Hey, I was just there in Dublin not too many weeks ago. In fact, I'm still, between you and me, coveting my my last portions of Jameson's, holding it rather tightly to myself. But it was good fun. Got a lot of golf in, and great visiting and great conversation there in a couple of the pubs. Of course, everybody wanted to know about Trump and whether or not he was going to, he's for real or not. So it was a great conversation and good fun.
Well, visitors from the United States are always welcome here. Half of them are our cousins.
Yeah.
So we're always welcoming Irish visitors from America to Ireland.
Well, in the greater spectrum of things, we're all related in one form or fashion here. You know, our beloved, one of our beloved producers out of Peru, Lima, Peru, had this topic for you. And I only say this as a disclaimer. He says, what leprechauns taught an Irishman about finding the pot of gold in social media and effective self-promotion. I can't imagine, Lawrence, that you wrote that yourself. It had to come from Bill.
Yeah, it came from Bill, but he's got a good point.
Yes.
There's a great story about leprechauns, which I want to tell your listeners.
Okay.
The story is, there's a very old story about leprechauns having a pot of gold. You mm-hmm. might have heard that.
Yes.
They keep it at the end of the rainbow. You probably heard that as well.
Yeah, it was well explained in Darby O'Gill, as I recall, one of my favorite movies as a child growing up.
Yeah, a few people may have missed that one.
Mm-hmm.
But the story goes, how do you get the leprechaun to give you their pot of gold?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
This is the challenge. How do you get a leprechaun? Well, first of all, you've got to find one, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you find it is you listen to their tapping, because they're shoemakers. And if you hear some tapping, like you hear this on the radio, if you hear something, okay, you listen out for it. You hear some news, you listen out for it. So how do you get the leprechaun? You've found it. You've listened to some news. You've found it. How do you get the leprechaun to give you the pot of gold? Here's how you do it. You hold on tight and you don't let go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this is the key thing. You don't let go. Now, somebody's going to come past you, somebody, maybe your relative. Somebody's going to say, there's no such thing as leprechauns. Anyway, they don't have a pot of gold. And you'll start doubting yourself and you'll think, oh, maybe I should give up.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to keep going. You got to keep holding on. Somebody else will come by you and say, that's ridiculous. You can't believe in pots of gold. You can't believe anything like that's possible. So you think about giving up, but you don't, okay? You hold on tight. And if you hold on long enough, the leprechaun will say, okay, you can have the pot of gold, and we'll take you to the end of the rainbow. Now, this is a story about persistence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's about. It's about not giving up. It's about people telling you, oh, you're not going to find it. You're not going to do it. You're sitting there at home. You're wondering, should I keep writing this book? Should I keep doing this business I'm doing? It's about not giving up. Even if people tell you, if you believe you're on the right track, just keep going. Be persistent. So this is an old Irish story about persistence and how you can get things by persistence. And social media, digital marketing, all of this stuff is also about persistence. There's a lot to learn. It's a complex new world we're in these days. A lot to learn. But if you're persistent, you keep working at it, you go to the right sources, you keep educating yourself. Don't spend too much money. Educate yourself. Go online. Look for ways to find out what's the best way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a business and you want to use social media, go online. If you're an author, you can go to our site, booksgosocial.com, which is out of Dublin and which deals with, has dealt with, over 4,000 authors, mostly from the States. And we promote their books. And I've also taught social media and digital marketing to small businesses here. And the key thing is education, learn about it, what you can do, start small, and keep going. There's a lot of money to be made in this. And
mm-hmm.
we've built a business here now. We have 4 full-time employees, started from nothing, no borrowings. We've got a business going here. So we believe in the same things that you do in America, which is starting small, building your business.
Well, you know, we love the free enterprise system and, you know, the free markets and, you know, social media is a new frontier, and it's something that needs to be practiced at constantly. You know, some people, you know, were able to get into it early, or they carved out a niche and, you know, enjoyed some overnight success, you might say. But most of us have to do it the hard way. We have to just stay at it, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's learning what to do, starting on what feels right for you. Whatever your business is, there's some angle on social media. Facebook, as we know, is hugely important. You can start putting up posts. One of the key things is helping other people. So this goes back to some of the fundamentals about
yes.
small business. If
mm-hmm.
you're in business, what you want to do, like the old stores used to do, which is you'd know your customers, you'd help your customers, all of those things. So we're now doing the same traditional things, but through our online presence, through our Facebook page or a group or a website. We want to help people. Whatever our business is, we can help people. So if we focus on helping people, that can help us. It helps us in the end. It's what goes around comes around.
Well, Lawrence, I like your reminder that people love to hear stories, right?
Oh, absolutely, stories. Well, Ireland is steeped in stories, and I myself am a writer. I've had 3 books published by HarperCollins, translated into 10 languages, and also sold to Hollywood. The option was sold and paid for twice. It's not a TV series yet, but we still have hopes that it might be. And just the whole thing about telling stories is wonderful. So those books start with the Istanbul puzzle. I went to Istanbul. I was amazed by the whole place. So that's the first book in this series, The Istanbul Puzzle. Third book is The Manhattan Puzzle, set in Manhattan, underneath one of the big banks there. There's a secret vault, all that sort of stuff. It's a puzzle mystery series, the puzzle series. So that's what it's about. And the next one I'm going to write is The Cairo Puzzle. And I hope to go there in January. I've just been amazed doing my research about some of the weird stuff that goes on in Egypt and other Islamic countries, like the honor killing, and you know that families of men feel they can kill their daughters if the daughter goes out with somebody they don't like. And this stuff is still going on. It's just bizarre, right? To me, it's bizarre.
Yes,
how we have relationships with people who think it's right that you can take your daughter out and murder her because she looked wrongly at somebody. Anyway, it's bizarre. I don't know what you think about it.
No, absolutely. I agree with you. It's so underreported right now, the kind of atrocities that are happening. I mean, you know, some of this is deja vu all over again. I'm thinking we're reliving, you know, pre-World War II eras when you have, you know, such horrific acts that are being, you know, being perpetrated on people, on Christians, even in this case on, you know, Muslims and their own family members. To me, it's unconscionable and such a fundamental issue with what we perceive as value here in the United States of America. Lawrence O'Brien has been with us. Congratulations, Lawrence. Appreciate you coming on with us. We need to talk more often, buddy. Appreciate it.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
If
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To stand up and say it, Bill Martinez live.
He's fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine.
Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Bill Martinez live.
What can I say but thank you for fighting the good fight, for joining in. Let me tell you, not only is it a good fight, but it is a fight that seems to be without end, but it has to start somewhere. Our next guest, Jordan Allitt, is a documentary filmmaker, founder in Altum Productions, a senior advisor to In Defense of Christians. Jordan has filmed projects in over 25 countries, from China and Syria to Nigeria and Cuba, with themes focused on international human rights. Jordan Allitt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming on. And, you know, right off the bat, you know, thank you for investing all that you are and that represent to, you know, the cause of, you know, revealing the truth, not only to America, but to the world on, you know, these human atrocities that are taking place. I mean, they're so underreported by the mainstream media that we rely on people like yourselves and others that are pursuing the truth no matter where it leads.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't hear about it much in, you know, the so-called mainstream media. And it's very frustrating for me, and part of the motivation to go over to Iraq and Syria and learn more about the minority groups, especially Christians and others who are sort of bearing the brunt of a lot of what ISIS is doing over there. And mm-hmm. you know, you go to the BBC's website or other websites, you just don't see much about it. You don't hear much about it. So that was sort of the impetus behind our new film.
And Jordan, they seem so abandoned. You know, what kind of recourse do they have? I mean, you know, what I am hearing and understanding, and you can help me if my understanding is incorrect, but particularly Christians, they can't go to a refugee camp. I mean, UN refugee camps are controlled by Muslims, and I know some people are going to hear that and think, oh, you know, there you are, you're picking on Muslims. No, we're calling it for what it is, and what, you know, you have controlled, you know, a refugee process that is controlled by people that see this as an opportunity to promote their ideals. And guess what? The Christian perspective does not complement, and it doesn't fit into their agenda.
Right, right. They're not going to go to the sort of the regular refugee camps, and so they're going to go anywhere else, even the churches, and that's where the aid comes in, because people need to help these refugees who have nowhere else to go and rely on their, you know, their churches to provide, you know, just day to day food and somewhere to live. And when we were there, you know, a lot of the people had been in the refugee camps for over a year, and I would bet that they're still there today, and they don't see any resolution in the near future to their situation, which is really the thing that is the worst part of it, is sort of a lack of hope that, or, you know, that an idea that there is, you know, a plan to get them out of the refugee camps and living a normal life, contributing to society, which obviously they want to do.
And that's if they can get to the refugee camp, as I mentioned earlier, at least my understanding here, Jordan, is that if they're Christians, they're not going to get into the UN camp, and the United States portal in bringing refugees into this country begins at the UN camp. So if they're not in the UN camps, they're not going to be part of the queue to get to the United States, are they?
Right. That makes it much more difficult. And as Americans, we kind of pride ourselves and we want to look at the world. We don't want to look at people as far as, you know, their religious or ethnic, you know, identity. But unfortunately, or fortunately, people in other parts of the world do that. And so that's why so many Christians are worried and afraid to bring their family to a UN camp where, you know, the people administering the aid, they don't understand some of these complexities that are involved. And so oftentimes they're left out, or they feel like they're going to be the victims of violence. And so, like you said, the likelihood of them being able to be admitted to the United States or Europe, especially if they don't have family there, is very small. And so they're left behind. I think you used the ideal word, the perfect words, which was abandoned. Mm-hmm. They feel abandoned because they look at the West as, you know, supposedly being Christian. And so maybe they think, well, they're going to look at us and try to help us and realize that we're in a difficult situation. And they feel like they've been abandoned by countries like the U.S. who've sort of left them there and they have no place to go.
And we just don't have the mechanism in which to deal with this properly. As you suggest, there is nuance. There's cultural nuance that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, my first question would be, who's controlling the camps at the UN? If you think the UN is, then you're missing something, because like any kind of situation, when you have people pulled together, there becomes a pecking order real quick. And you find out who is controlling what there. And unfortunately, in the absence of good players and rules and regulations, you're going to have bad players controlling who comes in, who goes, and what the process is. And of course, along with it, you've got all the other nefarious issues of our, you know, what can, you know, happen with a debased form of humanity. You know, if there's not a high moral ground, then you've got a lot of selfish human crud that gets involved here, and people are injured beyond our imagination.
Right, yes. Yeah, it's those people who have an agenda, you know, want to take advantage. They're the ones that are going to, take advantage of the situation. You know, most of the people there, most of the families just want to get by and are good people, no matter what their religious or ethnic background. But those that want to do harm are the ones that, you know, they see an opportunity there.
Yeah, like anything, it's not that it's 100%, and I want people to understand this.
Right.
It is not. I mean, it's just like, World War II Germany. It was only 10% that, you know, became fascist and were part of the Third Reich and supported Hitler. 90% of the people, you know, went along to get along. And, you know, you got people that have lost their homes, they've lost their traditions, and suddenly they're in these refugee camps. And, man, I'll tell you, you get survival mode at its barest, lowest common denominator, don't you?
Right, right. And that's since, like in Iraq, for example, since it's deteriorated. And people, like we heard that over and over from different IDPs and refugees, that, you know, once the identity of being Iraqi went away, then people clung to these other identities and made those divisions, whether it was ethnic or religious. And you know, I think that those setting up the camps need to understand that dynamic.
Well, tell us about Our Last Stand, the film, which people can go to. The website is ourlaststandfilm.com.
But go ahead and break it down for us, if you would, Jordan.
Sure. Our Last Stand follows an Assyrian-American woman who lives on Long Island. We follow her as she travels back to her ancestral homeland in Iraq and Syria, where she tries to reveal the situation, the plight of Christians there. Now, she's Assyrian, which is different than Syrian, her dad is actually a Syriac Orthodox priest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can get married, and he has five daughters. And so these are sort of the ancient Christian communities of that area. They've been there for thousands of years, even before Christianity, definitely before Islam. And he came from Syria when he was in his 20s. And so Helma, who's the main character who I follow around, is speaking Aramaic, the language of Christ, and Arabic, right. and meeting with these refugees, meeting with Christian militias who are defending their areas, meeting with her family, in fact, in Syria, once we got to Syria, and sort of everyday people who are just trying to get by day by day.
Mm-hmm. So you're traveling with her, and you're going through this process. I got to imagine your eyes are just getting bigger and bigger as they're opened up to the reality of Helma's world.
Right, absolutely. It's interesting because, you know, I went through this process as sort of an outsider learning about the plight of Christians there and others. We interviewed a Yazidi girl who was abducted by ISIS, for example. And so there are many different groups experiencing this. But, you know, at first I thought, well, you know, the people that we talk to, they're going to want to leave. They're going to say, hey, we want to leave by any means necessary for, you know, the future of our family, mm-hmm. our communities. But, and many do, and many need to because of their particular circumstances. But, you know, sort of the further we went into Iraq and into Syria, we met a lot of people that weren't going to leave, no matter what. This is where their ancestors, you know, they have the you know, blood in the soil, so to speak. They've been there,
right.
Suffered and sacrificed for hundreds and thousands of years. So they're not going to leave. And they pled, you know, they pleaded with us. They said, you know, we help us to be able to stay. That's
exactly.
The long-term solution. And that's right. Sort of an evolution that I took. You know, I went on as well, understanding that we need to do everything we can long term to try to help these Christian communities stay.
Yeah, to me, I think, you know, for the amount of expense that you go through, I mean, so far we have 10,000 Syrian refugees coming to the United States, you know, that we can't even vet. But even more so, like you say, the tradition that people have in their own homeland, everything, I mean, to upend them, send them away from their homeland, thousands of miles away, even as good as we may think America is, it is not their homeland.
Right. Absolutely. No, it's not. And again, it's going to mean a lot to them to be able to stay, and also even to national security, because if we have a Christian influence in this part of the world, it's a positive.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why the jihadists, why the extremists don't want Christians in the Middle East.
Exactly.
Why are we helping them to do that by chipping every Christian out?
Jordan, we only have about 10 seconds left. Mm-hmm. Explain to people where they can see the movie, screenings, where it's available.
Yeah, we're organizing screenings all over the country and Europe as well. So if people are interested in doing that, just go to our website, ourlaststandfilm.com, and contact us.
Well, Jordan Allitt has been with us, a documentary filmmaker, founder in Altum Productions, and senior advisor to In Defense of Christians. Jordan, great work here. I'm looking forward to seeing the film myself. That is a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day. We'll see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and